This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, here we go with a podcast on a Wednesday. God, I tell you, when there's a holiday during the week, everything's confusing. But today is Wednesday.
What's the holiday during the week?
Well, Columbus Day was Monday, so like a lot of people were home and it didn't feel like a regular work day.
I don't know if you heard, Jerry, but we've pulled down all the Columbus statues. It's no longer a holiday.
My calendar said Columbus Day. Right. Whatever. I just know people were off. And the kids didn't go to school, so the week feels weird to me. Yeah, they were off.
Kids were off for Columbus Day. All right, good job by them.
So you know what just popped up on my phone as I was walking in? This is interesting. Now I'm going to try and figure out if these guys know how to get it right.
Oh.
This literally just came up on an automatic update on my phone.
Breaking news?
No, to my phone. I don't
to
know if this has been out there.
News.
Maybe you've
not
heard
sponsored.
Of it already. I have not. I just got the brand new app for the brand new Google TV.
Oh, good for you.
That's interesting.
Google TV. I was reading about Google TV.
Do you think that they will know how to do this streaming thing right?
No, because it's the same.
Right, exactly.
It's the same as everything else. It's just another platform that allows you to use apps that other companies are putting out, like HGTV. And
it's still not going to work, right? I agree.
Because it can't. Because so many cable stations, if they were purchased on a per... if you got to choose which channels you were purchasing, 80% of them will go out of business tomorrow.
You're probably right about that.
Or they would cost you, like if you wanted a channel, not many people, like if you wanted SNY, you'd have to pay like $45 a month just for SNY.
Right, which is absurd.
Yeah, absurd.
Any channel, anything.
Yes.
Is. So it's telling me Fox, ABC, NBC, CW. All right, whatever. I'll figure this out later.
The CW. Yeah. So I had a thing, like, my car registration came up this year.
Yes.
And I went online and paid it. There was really nothing you can do. I had issues, though. Like, I went in, I punched in the code they gave me. It told me pay this amount. I paid the amount. All good, I thought. I get a letter in the mail from DMV, says, hey, we accidentally charged you the senior discount of $7. We gave you a $7 discount.
Right.
Go to the website and pay your extra $7. I said, okay. I go there. It says, can't do this online. You have to go to DMV.
That's brutal.
I said, I'm not going to DMV for this. So I wrote the generic contact
form. Oh, I remember
form
this.
On the DMV website. And a woman got back to me and she said, just send us a check for $7 and put your license plate on the thing.
That sounds good.
Sounds perfect. So I do that. I write out a check for $7, put my license plate. Put it in the mail. I get a letter in the mail from DMV yesterday with my check on it attached to it. It says, turns out we did charge you the correct amount. So just rip this check up. Imagine the amount of money and paperwork they... Because a lot of... When I had talked about this on the podcast last time, a lot of people got this letter.
Yeah.
So they had to send us all letters to begin with.
Wow.
Then take all of our letters and send them back to us.
What a mess. But you know what? It worked out, though.
It did work out.
So you're good.
I got my registration. All good. I went and I went to DMV, and I got my car.
I
actually went to DMV. It took 20 minutes.
That's good.
I was happy. It was all worked out, Jerry.
Good for you.
So then another thing. I don't know if you were listening when we were cutting the promo here.
I was not. I'm in another studio.
All right. Perfect. I had brought up Erica Nardini from the CEO of Barstool Sports. Yeah, she had tweeted out, should people get a day off for voting? That's one of the things going around. Like, should businesses give you a day off?
We have signs all over the place here that if you feel the need that you need to be off, it's against the law to not be allowed to give the employee the day off.
All right. So I had quote tweeted it and wrote, to put an envelope in the mail, people need a day off. So then I got, of course, attacked on Twitter saying, mail-in voting is a fraud, that you have to bring it, you have to go to the polls. We, as far as I know, and I read all my paperwork that I got, in New Jersey, maybe it's different in New York, in New Jersey, you can go to the polls, but you're handing them the paper that you're going to put in the drop box.
I'm very confused by the whole thing myself.
Well, yeah, so you can put it in the mail, you can put it in a ballot drop box, or you can go in person to the Board of Elections. If you go to the polls on voting day, you're handing them the same paper you're putting in the drop box.
Correct.
So if you think it's possible that someone can discount your vote or scam your vote or throw your vote in the garbage by putting it in the drop box, why couldn't the person collecting them throw it in the garbage as
well?
They
could. Of course they could.
So get off my back, Twitter.
Well, I tell you.
It's confusing. It is confusing.
The whole thing's confusing. Yeah. Not to mention, I still have no idea who I'm voting for.
That can't possibly be true.
It is true, because I'm not voting for one of the two headline guys.
Oh. Well, then don't go vote at all.
Not off the table.
Really? So you're an undecided voter.
I don't want either of them.
You don't, right?
No.
And
you
options.
Can't give me enough positives of either one that's going to make me choose one.
Right.
Sorry, not working. And you guys can keep all your goddamn criticisms away from my Twitter, because I don't give a damn.
Yeah, I never understood, like, when people go, if you don't vote, you can't complain. Yes, you can. Because
sure
you can complain about both people.
Absolutely you can. And to me,
I agree
if I
that.
Go vote for one of the two,
right,
and I don't really like one of the two, I'm hurting the other guy.
Right.
Or I don't want to help either one of these guys.
You don't want to support either guy.
Some guy. Remember we were joking around and said, you know, I'll go vote for Al Dukes as a write-in.
Yeah.
Like some a-hole, of course, on Twitter. Oh, that's not funny. You guys think you're hilarious. No, not really trying to be funny at all, actually. There's nothing funny about it. I don't want to vote for either of the two candidates. I'm still waiting for someone to tell me they're running for president.
I think Kanye West is still trying, but I don't
think
that's going well.
Not interested in him either.
Yeah, me neither.
So
we need like a 40-year-old young whippersnapper president. You know, like someone young.
Yeah, we had him. Like, his name was Barack Obama. Wasn't he 48 when he got the...
I guess I feel like Clinton was maybe.
Obama, because I think Obama now is only in his late 50s. So yeah, he had
Google,
been.
Jerry. How old was Obama?
Matter of fact, he might have been 45.
When he became president. See, I like that. I like the
45. He's 59 right now, so he was 45.
He was...
Is that right? 45, 43?
Who was the youngest president ever?
No,
what
time
year
out
did
Obama... Yeah, because it would have been 12 years ago that he took over, right? 4 years of Trump and then 8 years of him. So 12, so 47, right. Right.
He was 47. Perfect.
Yeah.
That's a good age. What about even 37?
37, man.
A little young.
He's got to be special.
Yeah.
I don't know, the 37, man. You want him dealing with North Korea?
No,
in the
great
Middle
point.
East?
No. Nope.
I don't know about that. I need someone a little seasoned.
Yeah, a little seasoned.
Mid-40s. But then again, I'm in my mid-40s, and I couldn't imagine running the country. Right. A football team I could run. You don't feel like you couldn't. I could do that.
Jerry, you got to call. Country. Jerry, you need to call Iraq immediately and ask them what's up, what's what they're doing over there.
No, I'm good, thanks.
Yeah, I'd be like, I don't know what to do.
Leave that to the... The real men.
The real men, yes.
That's not for me. I'm good.
I found this thing interesting, Kraft Mac and Cheese. You're familiar with that?
Love Kraft Mac and Cheese.
Yeah, so they did something that I thought was funny, fun, and they got in trouble and had to apologize for it.
For what? It's macaroni and cheese.
You would think, Jerry, mac and cheese. They had a slogan that they wanted to sell mac and cheese, and it's elicited a furious reaction online. I'm reading an article here, Jerry. People accusing the company of predatory behavior by sexualizing a product popular with children.
Oh, boy. What the hell could they have possibly done?
They were trying to encourage adults to send free noodles to loved ones to provide comfort and make them smile.
Oh, right? This sounds horrible so far. Okay.
Right. Like this Kraft mac and cheese is a comfort food. So they were encouraging, like, me, hey, you know what? Jerry could use some comfort. I'm going to send him some mac and cheese as a way of saying, Jerry, thinking of you, here's some mac and cheese.
Okay.
So they titled the campaign, Send Nudes, like noodles.
You're kidding me.
Nudes.
This N-O-O-D-S. Is what's got them in trouble?
Yes, because send nudes is, you know, like what people say online when they're trying to get naked photos from somebody.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You know, this world sucks.
Yes.
What has happened to us?
Send nudes, N-O-O-D-S.
Okay.
I do. Here's a quote from somebody who posted and was against the company. I do not want my boys growing up and seeing a commercial where they joke about the exploitation of children.
Exploitation of children.
I think that's clever. Send nudes.
I didn't
hilarious.
See the commercial. Maybe there's something
either,
more to it.
But print, it looks hilarious.
It seems goofy.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I have nothing to add.
All right. Well, let me give you a better story, Jerry, about comfort in this time. If you don't want to send nudes and have Kraft mac and cheese sent to somebody's home.
I just love Kraft mac and cheese. That's yeah. all. I like Stouffer's too, by the way.
Stouffer's makes a mac and cheese?
They make a frozen one, which you would think in theory is terrible.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty good, though. And I don't eat it very often at all.
Do they put stuffing on it, like crumbled breadcrumbs on it?
Not this one. They might make one.
Oh, Stouffer's. I'm thinking of stovetop stuffing.
I love stovetop stuffing. Oh, so good.
Stouffer's makes like the French bread pizza.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. And they make mac and cheese.
And lasagna.
There's also, there's another one too. Velveeta makes a mac and
cheese. Yes, Velveeta.
I don't really care for that one. I don't like
I always heard people complain like, that's not real cheese.
Well,
listen, it's a comfort food.
No American cheese is real cheese.
Right.
It's cheese product.
That's true. Cheese product.
Well, you got to have the cheddar.
Cheddar.
Is it Gouda or Gouda?
I think it's Gouda.
Say Gouda.
Gouda.
Thank you,
Gouda.
We had this conversation last night.
We did?
Yes.
I say
Eddie and his wife sent a lovely basket to our house yesterday.
Cheese?
It was fruits and cheeses.
Oh.
And crackers. It was actually very nice.
Nice.
And one of them was, I'm like, oh, look, Gouda cheese. And my wife's like, you idiot, it's Gouda. I'm like, you say Gouda, I say Gouda.
Where does that come from? Like, I wouldn't even know where, if I wanted to send you cheeses, I wouldn't even know where to begin to look for that.
Anywhere that sells baskets.
Really?
Yeah, because they're usually in the basket, in the fruit basket in a lot of cases.
How about that?
Very nice, though. Very nice.
Yeah, very nice. Cheese
you guys have all been very nice.
Well, you went through some tough times over there.
It's been a grind.
It's been a year 2020. You're not much one to talk about these things publicly, but you've run into some things.
Yeah, I would say the last 6 months have been eye-opening and crazy.
Yeah.
That's just, I'll leave it there.
The least of your troubles is what you told me about in the warm-up where somebody had hit your car while it was parked in New York City.
That's awesome. Just awesome. I mean, the last 6 months, the last 24 hours have eaten a penis. I mean, my God,
hey, last 24 hours, eat a penis.
It's been just one thing after the next.
Goodness.
And you know what's so funny is when my bank card, so the last thing of the three in the last 24 hours was my bank card being canceled.
Because the guy at the gas station, he just kept putting it in the thing.
He kept authorizing it when the pumps weren't working. And so
your bank thought something fugazi was up, and they were like, cancel.
I get a text from my bank as I'm driving into work. For your protection, we have canceled the card. I'm like, come on. So whatever. So that was like the third of the three. And I'm just sitting there saying, you know what? Positive. Got to be positive. You know, it could be worse, blah, 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 blah. And then I read an article as soon as I get into work today that someone wrote about toxic positivity. That trying to be too positive is actually worse for
yes,
you.
Yes, very bad for you.
You got to let
of
your
this
emotions
positivity.
Come through. Come on.
Wow. Everything is wrong. That's the problem with the internet. You can find an article that says drinking coffee will give you cancer or drinking coffee will cure coronavirus.
Man, you are so right about that.
It's the opposites. Masks work. Masks don't work.
It is unbelievable. You don't know. That's why... You know what? Carson Palmer has it right, man. Where is he? Idaho?
He's hiding in the woods.
Just unplug, go live your life, and just try to enjoy your times.
I'm glad you brought up Carson Palmer, because last night I was watching the football game, and they brought up Jordan Palmer.
Oh, okay. His
Carson Palmer's brother.
Yeah.
Who is some sort of quarterback expert.
Well, I think he runs a quarterback camp, doesn't he?
Yeah, and they said Josh Allen went to it.
Okay.
And my question is, I've always wondered this. Why would somebody, like if you told me Dan Marino was doing this for quarterbacks, here's a guy who had enormous success in the NFL as a quarterback. Jordan Palmer was not a successful NFL quarterback.
No, but
so
I think
why
he
does
had,
somebody listen to him?
I'll tell
clearly
you
clearly they do.
Because not every former pro quarterback does this, number one. Number two, I think Jordan Palmer had an outstanding college career, and he was drafted. So he was good enough to get to the NFL. Not a lot of people can say that. And I don't. I just don't know that there's a huge pull to pull from. Like, you know, there's. Is the Manning cam still a thing? I mean, I guess it probably is.
But I feel
is.
Like the Manning cam's for, like, high school kids.
It might be. I don't know. I don't know what the camps are for. But I do know this, living in the world of youth sports, if you play, let's bring it to baseball for a second. If you play minor league baseball, in most parents' eyes, you're qualified to teach their kid. Like, you played professional baseball. You weren't just some high school player. Oh, yeah. If you go, and I know you don't really live this life like I do now, but there are, like, baseball facilities all over the place, indoor, you know, batting cages and fields, turf fields, and they all have, most of them, all have at least one or two guys that either A, played high-level college baseball, meaning University of Florida, Florida State, places like that, or they were drafted and played minor league baseball. And that's like, that's automatically, that gives you credentials. Like, you've gotten to a much higher level than most.
Right.
So Jordan Palmer was drafted in the NFL. I think he's got pretty good credentials. He was not Peyton Manning, but or his brother for that matter. But
and then there are other times where I think guys that played a backup role for most of their career learned like coaches or learned more how to coach. And I
probably
always think
on
of
the
Gary
bench more.
I always think of Gary Kubiak,
yeah,
who backed up Elway for all those years.
Well, how come, give me right now, give me the star player that became a great manager or coach.
Yeah, I can't.
I mean, Lou Piniella was a pretty good player, but I don't know that he was, you know, he wasn't Ken Griffey Jr.
Dusty Baker.
Good player, but
good
not.
Good player, you're right. You're right.
You know, I mean, and a lot of people will say it's because the star player cannot deal with players that can't do what they could do. I don't know if that's true
right.
or not, but that's
can't understand why they don't have the natural talent.
Yeah, and catchers make good managers because they see the field and the game differently.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. How about that?
How about that? Sports talk. Let me give you one more here, Jerry, something to relax everybody. We've heard of goat yoga before. Where people do yoga and baby goats like climb on your back while you're doing it and things. There's a new animal wellness trend that's coming out of the Netherlands, but it's coming
putting gerbils
to...
up your butt.
That was like from the 70s, Jerry. We moved way beyond that. Remember there was that rumor about who was the guy in Pretty Woman?
Richard Gere. I was going to say Richard Neer.
When I was in like grade school, like Richard Gere, like there was this like Richard Gere put a gerbil in his butt. No, he didn't.
What?
Yeah,
when
was
that
a
rumor?
In like the 80s?
Well, I guess I was too young for that one.
Yeah. If you Google Richard Gere gerbil, it will come up.
Come on.
I'm telling you.
I'm really going to Google Richard Gere gerbil?
Yeah.
Richard Gere
gerbil. Well, I'm telling you, when I was in like junior high, that was a thing.
All right.
People are like, yeah, Richard
Gere. Richard
Gere,
Gere gerbil, gerbil, gerbil story. Come on. Now, all right, now this comes up on MTV as Hollywood Myths.
Oh, yes. I believe that is a Hollywood myth.
Two gerbils in a pet shop are talking, and one says to the other, if Richard Gere comes in, tell him you're a hamster.
Stupid.
Urban legends, Richard Gere and the gerbil.
So silly.
Could you imagine, though, if there was a rumor out there that you like to stick bunnies up your butt and people could actually Google Al Duke's bunny?
And Jerry, this was before the internet even, like long before the internet. So how did that get to me and my friends high school?
That is a...
How?
Allegedly, Gere has made his rectum a home for mice, rats, hamsters, and gerbils.
I mean, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Come on.
But it got around.
Oh, you know what's
prior
so funny you say
internet.
That? All right, you know what's funny you say that? One of the search results is how that gerbil story started. TMZ has it.
Oh, see, that I would be interested in reading.
Sylvester Stallone thinks that Richard Gere is still mad at him for starting the gerbil thing.
How about that?
Sly Stallone?
Yes.
Oh, he better start a rumor about him.
He said he thinks that Gear believes it was Stallone who started the urban legend.
Wow.
That is funny. So they were on the set of Lords of Flatbush, okay. And they got into a tiff over lunch one day, something about chicken grease.
Mm-hmm.
Da-da-da-da. The tension between the two became so fevered that Gear got kicked off the film, which still makes him mad to this day. Blah, blah, blah. Stallone says he still doesn't like me to this day. And I guess, lips flap, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, how about that?
That Sylvester Stallone? So boy, if I could get an interview with Sly Stallone for like a new movie or something and just out of nowhere bring that up, that'd be awesome.
Stallone says he did not start the rumor.
Oh, but it's people attribute it to him, but it was not him. And yes. Gear thinks it was him.
Yes.
Wow.
That is something. Boy, you learn something every day on this podcast.
Wow, that's incredible. So I was telling you about this new trend that you brought that up as a joke.
Yes.
It's called cow hugging. And people believe that cows have healing power. People are hugging cows' heads. And they believe it brings them calmness in this crazy world we find ourselves in.
I thought
in.
Meditation was supposed to bring you calmness. Now we're going to farms and hugging cows' heads?
And hugging cows' heads, yeah. And I think the cows seem to enjoy it, too. They like a good embrace.
Are you going to try this?
Would
make for a great video.
I would hug like an alpaca or a llama around their long necks.
You would hug a cobra if it got you views.
I'm hugging a cobra here on YouTube.
Are we going to do the... we got to talk to Izzo. I want to do the different day video. I think that's kind of cool.
Oh, yes.
Have you spoken to him about it?
I did not speak to him about it. I did pitch this idea to Gina. She loved it.
It's neat, right?
Where we each film every hour, like what we're doing each hour of the day and see how our day is different.
Right. Like 30 seconds of every hour of what we're doing.
Yes.
He puts it together.
Yeah, I like that.
So you could just send him 30 seconds of you sitting on the couch
mm-hmm.
and just change the times.
Here I am napping. Here I am eating peanut butter and jelly. Here I am staring off into the people watching. Here I am talking like a baby to my dog.
Who's a good girl?
Here you are laying down at 8:02, and I'm at first pitch of a game.
Right. Here I am, all the lights are out.
And meantime, and then we got to cut to Eddie sleeping as he's going to the bathroom for the second time since he's been asleep since 5 p.m.
Right. All the different stages. It really would be good for the three of us.
You're right. I agree. You're right. That is true. We should do that. All right. We'll do that.
Eddie walking to his car miles, parked miles away. Watching SportsCenter at 1 a.m.
Oh, I love it. All right, good. Yeah. We have to get on that.
This was a long podcast, I think.
This was. Longest one in a while.
All right, let's do the warm-up show. That is next. Sewell!
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Jerry, no guests, no calls, and no real content.
All right, here we go. It's 5:03. It is a Wednesday morning. I am in New York City. Al Dukes down the Jersey Shore, and I will say this. There are some days where things happen, and then things take a weird turn. Al Dukes, good morning. Do you remember yesterday when I said a rat ran into my car?
No, you ran over a rat, yes.
I didn't run, no. I did not run over the rat. The rat hit my car as it was running across the street.
Well, you hit it with your tire.
I believe so. I think so. I'm pretty sure that's what happened. But I don't see the rat anywhere on the street as I drove by again today. Mm. So if it died, I'm sorry. It ran away and died. But you know how things have a weird way of coming back around to bite you in the butt?
Sure.
So here's my day yesterday after I left the radio station. Go outside only to find out that someone hit my car. Have a nice dent. I can't open my driver's side door. That's awesome.
The second time, by the way, in your WFAN career where you've come out and your car was hit.
Yeah. The first time, at least, someone was nice enough to leave a note to let me know what happened.
Okay.
This time, not so great. Can't open my door. That's awesome. Then at about 5 o'clock, when the mail comes, I get a letter from the IRS saying we have unusual activity. Can you please log into your account? So I go to IRS.gov. I log into the account only to find out that someone basically hacked into my Social Security number and all my information and tried to get themselves a $14,000 payout for a refund that did not exist. So now I have to take care of that. And then when I go to get gas this morning, the pump's not working. The guy uses my debit card 17 times before he realizes that the pump's not working, and now my debit card is no longer active and working. This has been a spectacular week, and what a 24 hours I have now had. Huh.
Wow.
Thoughts?
I've been trying to put those in order of terribleness. Number one, IRS situation. That's the number one terribleness. Number two,
I disagree. Debit I feel card. Like we caught that.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yes, we did catch it because the IRS had the alert. They did not issue the refund because I went and verified before so. But
all right, just good. So settled.
A giant pain in the butt. I believe so. I talked to my accountant last night. We think it's fine. But just, I mean, an hour and a half of my life I'm not getting back.
Right. And then your car being smashed. That's an interesting one. What kind of car do you have these days?
I have the GTI, the Volkswagen.
Oh, okay. Someone hit that. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
What do you do about that? You call I don't that know. Into insurance? So hey, you have
no,
to get
I'm
it
not
on your passenger side?
I'll just pay for it and fix it, I guess. No,
you'll go passenger side?
No, I can. It's funny. I can get the door open just enough to where I can squeeze my fatness through.
I was going to suggest keep the window roll down. Go Dukes of Hazzard style. Yeah,
I thought
every
of
time
that.
You get in.
I thought of that, except cool. at 46, if I fall out, I don't know how cool that would be.
I would love to see some dude in New York City parked, parallel parking, hop in his car, Dukes of Hazzard style, and...
Yeah, well, with the way things are going for me, I would slide out and then land on my head.
Plus, Boss Hogg would pull you over, and then you'd be like...
Yeah.
How was I supposed to get in my car?
This is just, dude. I mean, come on.
So, I also ran into something this morning, but it was not my own... I don't want to...
A rabid squirrel again?
I don't want to use the term hero again because I feel like that gets thrown around. But when I did go to take the dog out between 3 and 4 a.m. this morning, in front of my building, my condo building, I'm walking. I see a huge puddle that's active. Like there's water going into this puddle and it's coming from the building.
Oh, okay. A little leak.
It was a pretty good leak. Like it's running pretty good.
Right.
I was like, huh, okay. So when I brought the dog in, I go, let me go down to the basement, see what's going on. So one of the hot water heaters.
You went down to the basement at 3:30 in the morning?
I did.
I'm proud of you.
It sounded like something was going on.
Right.
Of course, the dog didn't want to come with me. She was like, I don't know what's going on down there. So one of the hot water heaters is just spewing water everywhere.
Wow.
And it's to the point where from the basement, it's going up to the street level and flooding the street.
Bam.
Now, I was able to shut the person's hot water heater off at the source.
Right.
But it's had to be going for hours.
Yeah, sure.
And I also don't know whose unit. It's not labeled.
Right. So when the people
I know
up
it's
to
not
take a
mine.
Shower.
Well, I
good morning.
They're divided into, so I know the person's apartment ends in an F. So I emailed anybody, because the room is the F room. Hot water heater.
You have to
F
see
room.
How fast Eddie just slid over to the computer to grab that.
Yeah. So I know it's one of those units.
Right.
So I did email.
All the F people?
I only know there's only one person has shared their email address that within an F apartment. So I wrote to them. I wrote, sorry to be the bearer of bad news. So would you call that heroic in
no.
that I did shut their water off?
No, you turned the water off.
Causing less damage?
No. Who'd you
to
save?
The building?
You didn't save anybody.
Well, I didn't save a human.
You didn't save
that
anything.
That we know of.
No.
Unless someone,
well, you did
of course,
a good deed. And that's what you did.
Okay,
you did
so
good,
good
deed,
not heroic.
No.
All right, that's fair.
Heroic.
The F room. Jerry,
you,
I happen to
let
be
let me
in
ask
the,
you this.
I'm in the C room.
Have you ever visited the F room?
I had no reason to visit the F room other than seeing a big flood coming from it this morning, and I said, let me get down there.
How long could you last in the F room?
Not long.
People could be
in
rude.
And out.
Right. People could be it very
is,
rude. Get out.
No, it's very weird, though. Hot water heaters, and I'm sure some of the listeners have had this experience, because I even had it growing up living in my parents' house, they tend to break in the middle of the night.
Well,
they
lot
don't
of
break
things,
like on a 2 p.m. The hot water heater doesn't decide to go.
A lot of things seem to happen when it's not exactly convenient. That is true.
Our hot water heater went when I was a kid once when we were going to Florida on vacation.
Yeah.
And we woke up and the entire downstairs carpet was soaked when we were going to leave.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That stinks.
Yeah.
That ain't right. Well, I will tell you, the hot water heater in our place, the furnace, like all that stuff that's in the basement.
Yeah.
None of it's old, but it ain't new.
Right.
And I'm contemplating right now, do I just replace it now? Even though there's really no need to. Like the hot, when I tell you, so in the last house we were in.
If it's 8 years or older, replace it.
I don't know the answer to that, but it's probably close or right around that time.
Yeah.
But it works great. That's the thing. So in the other house we had, you would turn the water on and you'd wait 5 minutes for hot water. I mean, it took forever. This house upstairs, now the hot water heater is in the basement. You go upstairs on the second level, you turn the hot water on, it's almost instant. It works so good. But I'm with you. It's like part of me is like, why wait? Just get a brand new one and let's start fresh. And now I know everything's good.
Exactly.
But it's also they're not cheap.
They do have this technology too, where you could put down like a water sensor in your basement.
Yes.
And then it sends a note to the app.
Yeah, we had one in the other house because we had a flood. Yeah. We had one of the lines guy.
The C room. Steve Martino checking in on Twitter, Jerry. Being a plumber, I know you did the best thing you could do. Turn off the water.
Yes.
Thank you.
You did a very
Steve.
Good deed. Absolutely. You're damn right. I bet you a lot of people don't even know where the shutoff valve is.
It was a big yellow handle, so I was like, let me pull this. There was a moment where I thought, can I be electrocuted? Is this got electricity to it? I'm standing in water.
Yeah.
But I put myself on the line to shut off.
All right, let's stop now. God almighty.
Jerry, the Jets have...
You turned a rubber handle.
Jerry, the Jets... I also felt like I'm in rubber boots. I did put my water boots on.
Well, you must be some sight at 3:30 in the morning.
Down there with a flashlight in the F room.
And your turkey neck.
Yeah, me and my turkey neck heading into something labeled the F room. The F room. The C room. Yeah, mine's in the C room.
Oh, man, I don't want to go anywhere near the C room.
The D room is also very dangerous.
You're such an
Michael
ass.
On Twitter says, hot water heater should last 10 to 13 years. You're playing with fire if you do.
Well,
that.
I've always heard 10 years. I mean, you said 8, and I think 8, you're it's like a preemptive strike. You don't really get to that point. But yeah, I've heard 10 years as well. 13 would be something. That would be cool.
Yeah. I guess it really depends where it is in your house and what damage it could do. You know what I mean? Like if it's in the basement around nothing else in
it. Well, I mean, listen, we do have a carpet down in the basement and we do have stuff that could get ruined, but you're right. It's not like it's going to, like in the last house when the line got clogged and the water heater, water tank basically flooded, we had to buy an entire new floor downstairs.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have that issue, but still it's, it could do damage for sure.
Jerry, Le'Veon Bell is out of here.
Thank God. Go away.
That's what I agree with. So the Jets release Le'Veon Bell. He becomes a free agent today. Anyone can sign him, I suppose.
It'd be great if no one signs him.
Exactly. And again, I watched, there were articles out there. I did my own research as well about the Twitter reaction to this. And everyone's like, people love to blame the Jets for everything. This guy's just a disgruntled guy. Like, he was a pain in the ass in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
He was being jerky about coming here to begin with. Didn't
want to
come here.
Just wanted to get
here.
Paid. He got paid.
And there's Jamal Adams. Okay, well, he's a screwball too.
Pretty much.
They start giving you the list of guys.
Yeah.
Show me a good guy, like a non-pain in the ass guy, that's having a problem with the Jets. Then I will say, okay, maybe it's a Jet problem.
Now, Le'Veon, I'm not sure, because I don't even remember. Le'Veon Bell made how much money with the Jets, would you say?
He made $27 million.
So he's made $27 million from the Jets. He played parts of 17 games.
Right.
He ran for approximately 700 yards in 17 games and had, guess how many catches, Al?
15.
Oh, come on, Al. How many catches?
I don't know.
69.
Oh, 69. With the Jets?
That's what he's done. Four touchdowns. Okay. That is what he's done with the Jets for $27 million.
Right.
It's embarrassing.
Now, and you want to say that's a...
And then, here, I'm sorry, real quick. You know, they get killed for cutting guys when production slacks or whatever, but no one ever cares that a guy like this makes $27 million, did absolutely nothing, and doesn't have to give anything back.
Exactly.
Like, he didn't earn his money.
No.
So, whatever. Goodbye.
He tweeted, Le'Veon Bell tweeted, thank you emojis.
Yes, also, for $27 million for doing nothing.
Also tweeted, got a lot to prove. I'm ready to go. No, you're not. Not ready to go. I hope you're right. I hope no one gets him. No one takes him.
Patriots will sign him. He'll run for 3,000 yards.
Exactly. That's the problem. There's always someone willing to take somebody.
Of course there is. If you've got talent, there's somewhere for you to go. We know this. I mean, look at Aldrick Rosas. The Giant, remember what he did?
Yes.
So the Giants are like, all right, well, we can't keep him on the team. Yet, you know what? As soon as they cut him, someone signs him. Where is he now? I forget.
I saw him kicking field goals this week. Yes. I was like, that guy?
Yes.
Who just ran somebody over?
It's like, all right, you know what? We'll give him the second chance.
Yes.
But you can't give him the second chance here. But someone will be out there for him.
Right.
Like, why'd you go to the CFL? Go away.
Or just go away completely. You got $27 million. Get lost.
Well, that's not generational money, Al. You need to make more.
By the way, Vincent checking in on Twitter, standing in the water, there could have been an electrical wire.
Oh, Vincent, stop feeding the beast. You're killing me.
That no one knew about hanging on the floor, electrifying the water, so you did risk your life.
Boots. He's fine. You didn't risk anything. Vincent. He's fine.
Vincent
Holy
knows.
Moly. Vincent, get out of his butt, will you, please?
I'll probably get multiple plumbers reach out to me.
What are you
going to
do, call News 12 now?
Well, God, I don't like to call them, but if they call me, would
I... Al was a hero in Matawan. Now he's a hero in Bradley Beach in the F room. Oh,
would I take the call? I guess I would, Jerry, if they call.
Are you kidding me? You've been staring at your phone for the last 5 minutes waiting for the call.
The F room. The C room. The D room. I'm waiting 69. For... I'm waiting for the owners to reach out and go, thank you so much. You've saved potentially millions of dollars for us.
What do you think you do in the C room?
The C room? It just has a bunch of hot water heaters
69.
In this
room. We gotta take a break. It's 5:17.
The C room. The D room.
69.
A lot of rooms down there.
Oh, man, I love this hour. All right, this portion sponsored by Burlington Stores. Have you been to Burlington? They have incredible deals and amazing styles at up to 60% off other retail prices and no coupons needed. It's your one-stop shop for fall. Go to burlington.com to find your store. Burlington, love the deals. More to do. Boomer and Geo at 6 in the Fan.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Al and Jerry, social distancing before it was cool.
Yeah, by like 60 miles now, but that's the way the world is right now. 5:23, Wednesday morning. One thing, now I've not looked at the show sheet yet, Al. It's the warm-up show till 6 o'clock. I haven't looked at the show sheet yet, so perhaps it's on there. I don't know. If it is, awesome. If not, then I'll alert you to this. Did you by any chance see the open to the CBS NFL game last night?
I did not. Not on the show sheet, Jerry. What do we got?
You have to. I feel now he's a good announcer. He's a really good guy. But Tom McCarthy is doing the game with Jay Feely.
I didn't know. You know, I didn't. I put the game on maybe 3 minutes into the game.
Okay.
They never identified after the start. I had no idea who was doing that.
So it was Tom McCarthy and Jay Feely. And so when they go to do the first live shot in the booth, Feely looks fine. And McCarthy's fine, except for the fact that he had his suit jacket. He had only one button buttoned, and it didn't fit him. And this
was too big or too small?
No, too small. This was right up your alley. It looked like fat guy in a little suit.
Yeah,
it was my thought is like CBS is good people. They know what they're doing. How did nobody tell him, hey, Tom, this is a terrible look.
Maybe it was too late and they had no other suits because of coronavirus.
Open the button.
Oh, yeah, just undo your button.
Right, Eddie? Then.
Well, you know, I have, it's funny you mentioned this. I have noticed on SportsCenter,
yeah,
where I see sports guys in suits all the time, that is now a thing where they button the one button and it's kind of, and the jackets are designed to be tight, which on fit people looks
that's
fantastic.
Fine. On him, it looked like the button was going to pop and hit Philly in the face.
But that is I think, the style.
That was not a good look.
For him, no. For me, no.
When you first saw it, your eyes right to it, right?
Yeah, and I saw it and I was like, oh boy.
Right.
Yeah. And he's a super nice guy, wonderful broadcaster.
Oh, he's great.
Great voice. The
absolutely.
Whole thing. Yeah, not so much.
So I figured, I thought you might put it on the show sheet if you saw it, because this was right up your alley, Al.
And while I enjoyed the game, I thought it was a fun game to watch.
Yeah, it was.
It didn't feel like prime time because I didn't know who the announcers were. I need my big time announcers in the prime time game.
I hear you. You want to hear the sound. I get it. Did you like? There was nothing better, though, last night than watching Derrick Henry just swat Josh Norman away.
I love tremendous. When annoying people get swatted away, and Josh Norman is an annoying guy.
And then on the very next play, they give the ball to Henry again. Norman makes the tackle and gets up like it was a 5-yard loss. Meantime, he still ran for 4 yards.
He stiff-armed him, Jerry, and threw him
like
a rag doll.
It was awesome.
Say. Now, after the game, Derrick Henry was asked about it, and he said, I've been doing curls. I mean, that guy, he flung him.
Yes. That becomes
awesome.
What do they call it?
A GIF. Meme. A meme, Jerry. They're now memes.
It could be a GIF.
Sure about. I don't know.
Why not?
I think it's a meme. I think they're memes now.
Why not?
You'd be like, I don't know. I think we're over the GIFs.
We're not over the GIFs. People GIF all the time.
I think they're more memes these days. But Ryan Tannehill, nice game, Jerry.
Not bad for not practicing in almost 3 weeks.
Right, coronavirus had them not allowed to practice. He throws 3 touchdowns, runs for a touchdown. That's a total of, Jerry, 4 touchdowns.
That's 4 touchdowns. Now, it's funny. Yes, Eddie.
Al, did you do the parlay of a rushing touchdown?
I almost did. On your behalf, I almost did. But I opted not to. Instead, I went with Stephon Diggs, 2 touchdowns.
And did he get that?
No, that didn't go well.
Yeah, I was like, you know, I was betting too many games, even though only $10 here, $10 there. And I was getting annoyed, though, when I lose. So I was like, yeah. I took a 2-week break, other than my $5 parlay.
Right. I thought of this. Al's prop plays.
Yeah, here's the things, though. The problem with these prop plays and doing them as my weekly video.
Yeah.
You know, the weekly videos, they do take time to put together from the video people, Tom Izzo. These prop things don't come out till like day of game. Like right now, I can't place a bet for Tom Brady to score a touchdown.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Wonder why
they don't
put
them on the board, yeah.
That doesn't make sense to me.
But I did have a listener send to me a bet he made, which was pretty cool. He did a three-thing parlay for last night's game. He had Derrick Henry under 99.5 rushing.
Right. He ran for 72 or something, right?
He had Stephon Diggs over 81.5.
He almost did that in the first quarter.
And he had Ryan Tannehill scoring a touchdown.
Wow. What were the odds on that?
2,381 total. He had a $5 wager, paid him $124.
Pretty good.
Not bad. $5.
That is not bad.
$5.
$5
team parlay.
I do like that. That's pretty good.
Pretty cool. So the Titans.
You were 0-5, by the way.
No, I won one game. I was 1-5.
Oh, okay, because the sheet said 0-5.
Oh, no, I've won. The only game I've won the last 3 weeks is whoever's playing the Jets. Legitimately. That's the only one I get right the last 3 weeks.
I believe that. I totally believe that. That's
so the Titans, by the way. The Bills are fun to watch. I was enjoying watching the Bills the first half that I was awake for.
Yeah.
The Titans, I don't understand. Like, they're one of these. They're what are they now? They're undefeated, right?
They're 4-0.
4-0. And they're still a team that when I'm looking at the games every
week,
I don't think.
You don't buy them.
Yeah, and I don't know why. Maybe it's because I don't trust Ryan Tannehill.
Maybe. And yeah, he looked really good last night.
Yeah.
And I think we got to start buying in on the Titans a little bit.
Yeah, I do love that Josh Allen, though. He did one of those, and even the announcers said, Patrick Mahomes-type move where he ran left and threw across his body to the right side of the field.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. You know who did that?
Right.
You know who did that a lot, too? Brett Favre. And we used to praise him. And then when it gets intercepted, you know what we say? That's a stupid throw.
Why would you throw that across your body?
When it works, it's great. But when it doesn't, why are we doing this?
Right. You never are supposed to throw across your body.
Of course. So it'll come back to bite them at some point. It is fun to watch, though, when it is executed. I will agree with that. That is true.
A lot of people had asked if Alex Smith had reached out to Dak Prescott after Dak Prescott's injury.
Yeah.
And Alex Smith said that he reached out through mutual acquaintances and friends. He did not want to reach out directly to Dak Prescott because he thought he would scare him.
Sure.
I think he's right. Like, if you get hurt and Alex Smith reaches out to you,
you don't want to hear from Alex Smith or Joe Theismann.
You're like, oh man, this is way worse than I thought.
Yes, let's not. Well, I mean, it's way worse. If there is any sign of infection, then that's going to be a major problem. Everything I have read is that if this thing does not get infected, that he legit will be back in 4, 5, 6 months, which is to me amazing. When you think about it. But it's really about managing and making sure he doesn't get infected.
And Jerry Jones said they're likely not going to find a Cowboy, find a quarterback for the Cowboys.
Well, why would you? You've got Andy Dalton. That's why you got Andy Dalton.
That's true.
Like, anybody of worth, who's out there? What, are you going to go trade for Russell Wilson? I mean, like,
you don't want Dwayne Haskins, Jerry?
Please. This is why you signed Andy Dalton.
Right.
Now, if he gets hurt, listen, you lose two quarterbacks in a year, shut it down. And just try to ruin other people's seasons with weird wins.
Right.
But you still have a chance to go do some good things this year.
The Red Rifle, Jerry.
I think he'll play well. I really do. Here's the problem with the Cowboys. Say whatever you want about Dak, about Andy Dalton, Ezekiel Elliott. They can't keep giving up 40 points a game and beat anybody. You could bring Roger Staubach back and turn the calendar back to 1975. They're not winning anything if they keep giving up 40 points a game.
I don't think Staubach can still take hits, Jerry. The guy's in like 70.
Yeah, but he's elusive.
He is
elusive. Isn't he like a real estate mogul now?
Oh, big mogul.
He is, isn't he?
Yeah, he makes a ton of cash in the Dallas area.
He makes more now than where he played. Those poor guys from the past, man, I swear.
They had part-time jobs delivering pizzas.
Not only were they playing NFL football, but they were playing in an era where clotheslines were legal.
Right.
And they made nothing.
And on cement covered in turf.
Yes. Now you have quarterbacks that are playing on cushy turf fields or grass. You really can't touch them for the most part. You know what I'm saying.
Right.
And they make so much money. These quarterbacks of yesteryear, I'm Boomer Esiason,
have just got to be
so like, man, we miss it by 10 years.
Yep.
Or 20 or 30. Like Terry Bradshaw still working and doing nude scenes on a reality TV show because he didn't make the money that these guys are making.
Right.
Have you ever seen that show?
The Bradshaw Bunch? No, I don't find him interesting.
I got to tell you, I've only seen one episode. He's okay. His daughters are funny.
Yeah, he seems like forced, like he knows he's on camera and he's trying to be hilarious whenever I see him.
Maybe. I just think he's a jackass. Like, I think he's just got that nature, and I mean that in a nice way. Like, funny, like...
You, sir, are a jackass, and that's a compliment.
Yeah, I think in this case it is. But his wife and his kids, they're pretty good. It's not a bad show.
Are his daughters beautiful daughters, Jerry?
They are very attractive.
Is that right?
They are. Yeah, they are.
I feel like all famous people have attractive daughters.
That's not true. And don't make me give you examples, but that's not true.
Do not give examples, Jerry. That's not nice.
Well, you said it.
Oh.
I mean, I can't let it just sit there and be, you know, wrong. So.
Did you see, Jerry, the New Orleans Saints? They want to...
LSU.
They're looking into, playing some games at LSU where you're allowed to have some fans. They're not letting them have fans in the Superdome.
I mean, I don't know how many times we've said this. You cannot tell me that putting 10,000 people in an 80,000-seat stadium is dangerous.
Right. Agree.
I mean, if you're going to cluster up, like in some of these places, if you're going to allow that, that's an issue. But if you do it, like if you saw shots of AT&T Stadium on Sunday, they had 20, I forget what the number was. I want to say 24,000.
Yeah, I think so.
But the way it was, you know, you'd have four seats together for your group, and then there's no one around you. Forget 6 feet. There's no one within 20 feet of you. And you get the overhead shot of the stadium. Like, it's done the right way. I don't see why that's a problem. I really don't. So, you know what? Hey, good for them, as you would say.
Good for you.
Yes. If they now, that having been said, does anybody look stupider than the head coach at Florida right now? We want 90,000 people in the swamp 2 days later. Yeah, we're not going to be playing for a little while because we've had an outbreak of COVID-19 on the team.
Have they canceled that game yet?
Not yet. They said they will reevaluate today. So all the contact tracing that they'll do, and I guess they'll see what they can. They're playing LSU, actually, this week, I believe. Isn't that interesting? All right, we got to take a break. 25 in front of 6. Boomer and Gio coming up at the top of the hour. This portion brought to you by your local Mazda dealers. Every Mazda CUV comes with a suite of advanced safety features and are available with iActive all-wheel drive, which will give you the confidence to go practically anywhere. Visit your local Mazda dealer for special offers or visit MazdaUSA.com. Back in a moment. Warm-up show on the Fan.
Al and Jerry. They suffered for their art. Now it's your turn.
5:40. Warm-up show till 6. Boomer and Geo then. Al and Jerry. Hey, again, if this is on the warm-up show, on the warm-up show, moron. If this is on the show sheet, my apologies. Did you see Zach Greinke's comments?
No, but I see that Amy Lawrence has a sportsman coming up at the top of the hour about it. And I was like, I don't know what they are. And I wanted to be surprised by it. So it's not on my sheet, Jerry.
All right, so I'm going to read them
for
you.
What's going on? All right.
So he's pitching tonight for the Astros, who are, they have a second baseman that all of a sudden can't throw the ball. It was like,
he's got
was
the
Steve
yips.
Sachs that had that problem? No. Was it? Was Steve Sachs any?
Steve Sachs.
That had that problem throwing to first base. Well, all
the
of a
yips.
Sudden.
And also Chuck Knobloch.
Chuck, you know what? I was thinking of Knobloch, actually.
Anthony did a whole thing about Knobloch.
So Knobloch was the one with the Yankees. So Altuve, all of a sudden, cannot throw the ball anywhere, which is interesting. Whatever. So they're down 3-0. They're about to see the Rays are going to be in the World Series.
Sure.
They should just move to San Diego. They love that ballpark. So here's Zach Greinke. He's going to start in game 4. And he said, he basically said he has no issues not having fans in the stands, actually doesn't mind not having them. Mm-hmm. And he was asked to explain, and he says, quote, the first line's not so bad. You know, he's warming up for a game because there's no one there to talk to you. This is where it gets a little dicey. And ask for autographs and want pictures and all that stuff. I don't like to do that.
Yeah.
It's nice not having them for me. Most people like it. I don't.
He's a bit of a socially awkward, socially phobic person.
Well, you know, it's funny because a lot of people wanted him to come to the Yankees or to the Mets, and then there were those like, you know what, he is better off somewhere else, like Arizona. Like you, and you read stuff like that. Yep, he is not meant for New York. I mean, it's one of those guys. He might be great somewhere else, but let's not bring him here.
That's how I would be. I would want to be a big fish in a small pond.
I know you
as
would.
They say.
I know that. I'm well aware. You would like to be the mayor of Nowheresville.
Yeah, but just be but be
why not
known
a big fish
there.
In a big pond?
Too much pressure, Jerry. Can't stay on top all that long.
Yes, you can.
You go somewhere like Tampa, you can do your same shtick forever.
But why? I mean, it's not like Tampa is, you know, some little village in Louisiana with a population of 14.
Right, but it's still much. It's like the Arizona and the Greinke.
I suppose.
He was in Arizona.
See, to me, it's not a matter of people. I guess it's more a matter of how much people care.
I see what you're saying.
Like, there are millions of people living in Arizona, in Scottsdale and Phoenix.
True.
It's not like you're living nowhere. But the level of it, and I only saw it when I went to that Diamondbacks game a couple of years ago. What a dreadful experience.
Hmm.
I mean, it was like death in the stadium.
So no one cared.
Quiet and boring. And no one
boring.
Cared. It was not like being at a Yankee game or a Met game. It was not.
Right.
There are other places where people care, but not there.
You didn't feel like you were going to get beat up in the stands?
No.
Like in Philadelphia?
Beat up, I had a whole section to myself.
Oh. Social
distancing. The only one that was going to beat me up was my wife. And with the way things were going that day, she might have.
It was coming close to that.
No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I mean, there was no one near us. We were able to move from section to section to get different vantage points. And the ushers were like, go ahead. No one's there. Thank you.
Sure. Did you see how Steinbrenner has apologized to Yankee fans?
Yes. This is becoming, I think, a common occurrence now.
Oh, we're sorry. We stunk it up in the playoffs. They said, just like his dad did 39 years ago.
Yeah.
But his dad apologized for losing the World Series.
I feel
against
like his
the Dodgers.
But see, I feel like his dad apologized every time they lost. Like, I don't feel like it was just a one-time thing.
Do you think this does anything for Yankee fans? Are they like, you know what?
Nope.
It does nothing, right?
No. What does it do for them? Great. You still
I
lost.
Apologize.
Doesn't do anything. They got to go out and get better. Here we
go. He's on the apology tour.
Okay.
Like when you say something bad on the radio and then you have to go on the apology tour.
And I'm not saying by doing it it's a bad thing, but does it do anything for a Yankee fan?
No.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Other than you hear that your owner is not happy.
Right. And does that is that more send a message, Jerry, to the players and the manager, Aaron Boone?
Sadly, I think the players make so much money, I don't think they
don't
care what
care.
The owner thinks. I don't. I really don't. Now, Aaron Boone's a different story because at any moment, the owner can pull the plug on him. A player? Oh, what are you going to do? What are you going to do to Giancarlo Stanton? Exactly. Let me know. I'm listening.
Giancarlo?
I mean, even if you want to Jacoby Ellsbury him and never see him again. Last time I checked, he got all his money.
Right. He's like Le'Veon Bell in the Jets.
So, no, I don't think in the 25 years ago, yes. Do I think it affected players? I do. Now, no. I don't think so.
Meaningless. Your apologies mean nothing to me.
He does make $30 million a year. I know Aaron Judge isn't, but guess who's going to? Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge.
Right. So, no, I don't think it does a damn thing to the players anymore. Nope.
I'm not sure if you saw this yesterday, Jerry. This used to be a much bigger deal, but iPhone announced the new iPhone 12. So
good
I guess
them.
You'll be switching over probably once this new model
not
comes out.
Not even remotely. I love my Galaxy. Samsung Galaxy. It's a great phone. No, I'm good. Thank you.
They've got three different models coming out, Jerry. The regular iPhone 12.
Great.
The iPhone 12 mini.
Wonderful.
And the iPhone 12
Now, are
Pro.
You running out to buy one?
Well, I have an iPhone 8, so I feel like, you know what? I've waited for some upgrades, so I think I might run out and buy one.
There you go.
I don't know. Thinking about it.
Now, what's wrong with your phone?
Nothing.
So why? What are you
upgrading?
Yeah,
I probably will do nothing about it yet, but the only thing they do every time is they improve the camera, which
yes,
I do like.
Which is nice, but
I do like
you have
a nice
to be
camera.
A photo type person. I'm oh. not. I see all the buttons on my on my phone with the
yeah.
camera's supposed to be amazing. All I do is hit click. I don't know what any of it means, and I don't care.
I thought this was going to get you to switch the iPhone 12.
There's nothing that will make me switch.
Now, Al, I have a 6,
mm-hmm.
a 6S or whatever, so the big one for you yeah. know, for old people. But I just found out about 2 weeks ago that it's had its last update.
Oh. So are they forcing you to get a new phone,
yeah, but
Eddie?
But he's had that phone. That phone's been out for years.
That's fine. What's wrong with your phone, Eddie?
It can't update anymore.
No. That's not what I said.
Well,
what is wrong
app,
with the functionality of your phone?
It's not fast enough now.
Well, not that. I don't have
Can you
problem.
Text?
Yes.
Can you call?
Yes.
Can you search the internet?
Yes,
slowly.
But that's getting slower.
Yeah,
and
because they're doing it to you.
Correct. And some of the apps are going to stop working.
Right. They're forcing you into a new phone.
They are.
Yes, they are.
So, Al, is the Pro the big one, or are they having? Do they have an S like the larger?
They have
size?
They have a larger size one now. Pro Plus or something.
That's
it's
what it's called. Okay, so no
but,
more
but,
S.
Well, if the iPhone Pro is the same size as the what was the larger iPhone,
the
but
S.
now they've got a bigger one. They got the Pro Max,
which probably doesn't fit in your pocket.
No, too big. And then they have the Mini, iPhone Mini.
Mini.
The Mini fits in your ear. You just shove the whole phone right in your ear.
Perfect.
So tiny, Jerry. And you text through your by putting your finger in your ear. All right, so this is not the year you're going to switch over.
I am never switching over.
I did
over.
Google when did the iPhone 6 come out. So Eddie's iPhone came out in 2014. It's time for an upgrade.
Not
Six
really.
Years.
Not
but
if
that's
it works.
Not, right, but you could say that about anything.
All right,
but
so
when
for
the technology
instance,
advanced,
for instance, my yes. wife had to upgrade. She had the same issue Eddie had. So she was told about this update. So this is about 2 months ago. She was told the update was coming. She loved her phone, loved it, and was basically forced into getting a new one. She looks at this one, no difference to her. None. Absolutely none.
Yeah, but when technology advances, you have to stick.
But the technology
well, listen, if you just want
was
the,
working.
Right, but it is still working. So Eddie's phone is not going to stop working. He
then
just can't do
then
the
don't upgrade.
Right. So if he's only using it to text and make phone calls,
then you're good.
Then you're good. But if you're only texting and making phone calls, you don't need an iPhone at all.
I'm going back to a flip phone.
You need a flip phone.
Well, here's my problem. You know me with my books on tape.
Yeah.
So the Audible app.
Mm. Right.
It's Spotify.
I can get the Audible books.
I have no idea.
Oh,
okay. I'm not sure.
Well, because...
I don't do books on tape. That puts me to sleep.
My last purchase...
How do you do that?
I don't know.
Like, and he's listening to books on tape, and at 3 o'clock in the morning, you could be right next to him in an abandoned New York City.
No idea.
No idea you're right next to him in the car.
It's like a statue just staring straight ahead, zoned in on some boring voice that's talking to him about science.
Or Lord of the Flies.
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Very different.
Whatever. And you are so locked in. There was one time Al and I were next to you at a traffic light, and you said, don't make a move so he doesn't notice. This way we can beat him to the spot.
Because
there was at one point, there were the one spots across the street. There was always one available if you got there first.
Yes.
And I said, oh, I don't know. How are we not? He's going to see us. And we zip past you, and you didn't flinch to where we asked you at like 10 a.m. if you knew what we did. You had no clue. None.
So your Audible app is not going to work, or just is super slow?
Well, my last purchase, it did not show up, so I could download it to the phone. And I knew I purchased it, and the website said I did. It was in my library. But so I had to actually reboot the phone to get it to show up. And I might, you know, I don't know how much longer it's going to. I could do that trick.
Well, here's good news. The iPhone, what is it? The iPhone
12.
12 is only $1,200, so you're good.
Yeah, if you want top of the line, you don't need top of the line all the memory.
If I'm going to buy an older model, okay,
yeah,
and not the new one, what should I get? That'll give me at least a couple of years.
The iPhone 11, the iPhone 10.
Okay.
But just step your game up and get the iPhone 12. You're going to have it for 7 years.
You probably will.
Okay, I can deal with that.
There you go. We have to take a break because we got the great, right? We have a big break coming up, yeah.
Oh, and this Amy talks about what we were just talking about, the Zach Greinke situation.
So this is Amy Lawrence, who was on overnight again this morning. I enjoyed her program
I think
from 3
that's,
to 5.
Until games come back.
Is this true? There were games last night.
No, I meant that, well.
Devils and
we had an NFL game last night.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know why then. But they've gone back to, remember, during the early days of the pandemic when we
did
have Yankees, JJ 6 to 10, Summers 10 to 2, then Amy.
I did enjoy her program, but I will tell you this. Maybe I'll go get it for this morning. There was a phone call to her show somewhere around 3:15, I want to say, where, I mean, the guy was just off the rails. My sister hates me. My brother doesn't talk to me. You know, my wife it was brutal. And then he's like, and the government, she goes, all right, it's enough. I don't know where you're going with this. So I'll get it for later because it was interesting, though, for sure. Here she is, though. It's Amy Lawrence, Radio.com Sports Minute on Mr. Zach Greinke.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
Hey, what do you say? We got a couple more minutes left. Titans beat the Bills 42-16. Le'Veon Bell, an ex-Jet, he was released. It's about time. Braves over the Dodgers 8-7. Atlanta up 2-0. And the Rays beat the Astros 5-2. Tampa up 3-0 there. What else you got, Al? We actually have a couple minutes.
Oh, all right. Mike Tyson left people a little bewildered. He was on a television show in Britain Good Morning Britain.
Yeah, so we'll run the audio of this coming up at 6:25. To me, it looks like he was like basically just woken up.
Yeah,
it sounds bad, but if you watch it, at one point, Al, he puts his head down as if to go to sleep.
He said he was screwed up from the time difference and he was very tired.
I think he was recording it at 1 a.m.
because people thought he was on drugs.
Yes, well, we're going to play it and it sounds like that. But understanding that it was 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, supposedly he says he was sleeping, got up for it, and he was having an issue hearing them, I think it sounds bad, but I think it's more a matter of he was just like sleep drunk.
All right.
Have you ever happened to you? Been sleep drunk?
Very rarely, but yes, and I've seen it on others.
Absolutely.
The sleep drunk.
I think that's what happened to
him. Is this a relationship that men and pigeons had before Christ?
Right, he was not sleep drunk. That was very clear thinking at that point.
He was wide awake.
And Stephon Gilmore's wife, Jerry.
Yeah, what is this all about?
He is the Patriot that had coronavirus, and she is very angry. She says that people claim that he and Cam Newton went to dinner and that he gave Cam Newton coronavirus.
Oh, I see. So they're taking the slings and arrows for Cam.
Yeah, and she's calling fake news. She says there was no dinner ever. She's ticked off, and she wants to do a sports talk show because she says if all these people can host sports talk shows and drop fake news, my words, well, not hers.
Not wrong about that.
Then why doesn't she? She can do that too.
Well, you know what? Mika Grimes had a show.
Right.
Remember her?
Yeah.
That was Brent Grimes' wife in Miami.
Who do we team her with here at the Fan? Stephon Gilmore's wife. JJ?
Not
on the Fan.
No idea. I mean, it's New England. How about they go up to New England and do a show?
WEI?
That's fine. I don't think we need her here. If you want to team someone up, let's find someone from the New York teams. How about Lala?
Lala Anthony?
Because Carmelo's going to be back soon.
But this woman seems like she's ticked and ready to go.
She's mad.
She's ready to say some stuff.
And
let's
she's
team
not
her
wrong.
With Steve Summers at night.
We could do that. Could you imagine Steve doing a show
Who
like
is
that?
This?
Oh,
who
my
Who am
God.
I hosting with?
With Stephon Gilmore's wife.
Oh. And she's ticked, and she's got some things to say.
Yeah, well, she's not wrong on what she's saying. There's a lot of people that say things that are not true. Opinions based on nothing in a lot of cases. Right,
Jerry,
Steve.
Do you think
New York sports comes to life on the
such
Fan?
A great topic.
New York Yankees baseball.
She's gone!